In other news, some good news, probably getting drowned out by the theater. I've started to make a real intentional effort to kind of try and clock some of the more beautiful things that are coming as a result of this administration. And probably the most beautiful thing that I've seen so far is that there's a lot of really good people who have really hit the ground running with leaning into understanding that focusing more on their local community is going to be their biggest form of resistance. There are real people out there right now who are recognizing a hole and doing real work to fill that hole for their neighbors. You're probably not hearing about that. That's not just kindness though. That there is mutual aid. And one genuinely good example of that is going to be the Women's Health Center of Maryland. They picked up that there was going to be a gap in care after the fall of Roe v. Wade, and they made it their goal to offer healthcare that was actually accessible in and around, you know, Appalachia. Their name sounds like their center's focused just on women's health, but they're actually focused on providing healthcare to human beings, no matter where they fall on the gender spectrum. They're also independent. More importantly, they're community oriented, and they offer abortion care, STI treatment, emergency contraception, the list goes on and on. It's community care instead of corporate care, which is honestly what we need more than anything right now. So if you are in Appalachia and you've been looking for care that actually respects your autonomy, that respects your identity, that respects your body in the care desert that, you know, is living in the South, then this is a pretty good place to start.